It's Tuesday, 30th of September 2014. This is HBR episode 1607, entitled Migrating from Drupal 6 to Nicola. It is hosted by Johan and is about 10 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to johan.vervloot@gmail.com or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is: I explain how I migrated my Drupal 6 log to Nicola.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Johan V again for Hacker Public Radio. I am going to talk about how I migrated my blog from Drupal 6 to Nicola. You might have heard about Nicola on episode 1577 of HPR. It is a static website generator. First of all, why did I migrate? Mainly because I had some issues with my Drupal blog. The way I want to write texts is not very compatible with the way Drupal works. I want to write text when I am offline, like for example on a train. I want to use Vim for writing, because I really like that editor, and I want to use Git to manage different revisions of what I write, because it often takes a lot of editing before I am satisfied. I used to have a Git repository to write my blog posts, and when I was happy with the text, I copy-pasted it into a Drupal web interface. This is a kind of tedious. So I saw the light when I heard HPR 1577, in which Gitterman talked about Nicola. He convinced me that I needed to use a static website generator for my blog. So I migrated my blog from Drupal 6 to Nicola, and I will tell you how I did this. Maybe this is of interest for other HPR listeners. First of all, some details about the Drupal site I migrated. I did not have node revisions on my Drupal site. My Drupal site had one vocabulary. This was used to assign tags to each post. I did not use page aliases. So each post I had an URL like johanv.org/node/195. Probably also mentioned that I used Pandoc version 1.12.3.3 to convert the HTML of the nodes to restructured text. That's the format that Nicola uses by default. If you have another version of Pandoc, you probably have to tweak the script I used. So, for the migration, I first of all created a new subdomain for the blog, blog.johanv.org. Then, I used a script that creates a blog post for every published Drupal node on my Drupal site. The script was created with a lot of trial and error. It can probably use some improvements. I invite you to take a look at it and send me pull requests. The script sends queries to the database of the Drupal instance to do the following. It gets the timestamp, title and tags for each node. With this metadata, it creates an RST document. Then there is a lot of manipulations on the node content before it adds the manipulated content to the document. So, these lots of manipulations are the following: a conversion from HTML to RST, some fixes in line endings, a conversion to convert references to other posts from the old format, node/post ID, to the new format. It also fixes some issues with blocks with literal code in the blog posts, and it converts links to YouTube videos. I won't read out the whole script because that wouldn't make a lot of interesting radio, but I will put a link in the show notes. The script is rather ugly. You will have to edit the first lines describing how you can connect to the database. It assumes your credentials are in the my.cnf file. You will also have to specify where the output file should go. By default, I put them in /tmp/out. You will probably have to tweak the script to adapt it to your needs, but you will have a starting point. The script converts each node, for example umv.org/node/195, to a blog post, blog.umv.org/posts/node-195.html. This way, I could easily convert hyperlinks to other posts to the corresponding HTML page of the new blog. On the location of my old blog, I put an htaccess file that will redirect all requests in the form of /node/number to the correct page on the new blog. I will also put this htaccess file in the show notes. With the combination of the script and the htaccess file, 90% of the migration was very easy. But as always, the remaining 10% needs some manual work. Like for example, I had some YouTube links containing underscores. My conversion script converted them to /_, which wasn't right. There weren't too many of them, so I fixed the issues manually. Another thing I had to do manually was migrating the attachments and the images to the new site. I didn't have too many of them, so I didn't need to write a script for those. So this was how I migrate my site from Drupal 6 to Nicola. I hope you found it interesting. If you want to, you can comment on this episode on blog.umv.org/drupal-nicola. You can use the discuss thingy over there. Or if you don't want to use discuss, you can also send me a pull request, because all the site can be found on GitHub. I want to thank Hacker Public Radio, first of all, for introducing me to Nicola, and of course HPR allows me to share how I did my migration with you. So, if you have something interesting to tell, please submit an episode to HPR yourself. If I can do this, you can certainly do this too. This was Johan V for HPR, signing off.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.